Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Yuma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. We mentioned before that the Kohanim were divided into 24 shifts. Each shift had about 2 weeks to do the Avodah. On Yom Tov, all shifts were called in. The Mishmer, the shift of Kohanim, was also divided into Batei Aves. Each day, a certain Beis Av had the job to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. But a Beis Av still consisted of many Kohanim. So, let's see what happens with the first Avodah, the Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen. Originally, there was no particular mahalach as to which Kohen gets to do it, as the Mishnah explains. But Rishayin at first, before they were misakin a system of a kind of a geirul called a pious, Kami Sheroitza Litrimis HaMizbeach, whatever Kohen from that particular Beis Av, who wanted to come and perform the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. Now remember, this was very early in the morning. Yom Kippur was at Chatzais, and during Yom Tovim was even earlier. So how many Kehanim you would think are going to show up anyway? So the Mahalach was, whoever wants to come to do Trumas Hadeshen, Tirem, whoever's there, do it. But that's going to work if you only have very few Kehanim there. Obezman Shehein Merubin. What if you have a lot of Kehanim over there that want to do Trumas Hadeshen? Who gets to do the mitzvah? How do we decide? So they had a system where Ratzin, they would run, V'oilin ba'kevesh, they would run up the ramp that goes up to the Mizbeach. And whoever wins the race got to do the mitzvah. V'chol ha'koydem eschaveri, whoever was ahead of his friend, Ba'arba amois. In other words, he got to the top, arba amois, first. He was the one that would have the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. He would be zeichet to the mitzvah. So it was quite a run. You know how long the ramp was? 32 amos, that's about 64 feet. Now what happens if it was a tie? You're saying if somebody got to the top Dalet Amos first, fine, Zacha, he's Zacha in the midst of Trumas Hadeshen. But Vim HaYashneim Shavim, what if two people got to the top Arba Amos together? So Hamamuna, the person that is in charge over the Kehanim, Oymer Lehem, he says to all the Kehanim that were there, Hatzbiyu. Hatzbiyu means, we're going to do this gyro by everyone putting out a finger. Umahin matzian. How many fingers did they put out? Achas, one finger, if he was a healthy person. Now, a person who's healthy, he has control over his fingers. He can put out one finger and hold back all the other fingers. But sometimes when a person is not so well, so he doesn't have such control. If one finger goes out, he can't keep all the fingers back. Usually when one finger goes out, another finger goes along with it. So, oishtayim, sometimes we'd have to put out two fingers if he's a person that can't manage to only put out one finger. Now, why can't we just count people? Because we're going to see how this girl works. You're going to count fingers. Why can't we count people? And the answer is, I'm sure you know that it's us that count people. We want to count just fingers, not people. So we would have the kohanim stand around in a circle. The Mimunah, the one that was in charge, would take the mitznefes, that's the hat, one of the big day kahuna, from the head of one of the kohanim. So that's our sim, and we know we start counting from him. The Mimunah, the one who's in charge, declares a number, whatever the number is, 100, 60, whatever the number is, it has to be a bigger number than the ar kohanim there. And he says, I'm going to start counting fingers. I'm going to go around the circle. And by whomever the number is going to stop, if I say 60, I'm going to count fingers. When I get to 60, he's the one. And he would always start counting from the Kayin whom they took off his mitznefes. And he would count sometimes maybe more than once around and around. The point was, whoever the number finishes by, he's the one that gets to do the mitzvah. Wait a second. What about the Kayin that puts out two fingers? So he gets counted twice, and the kind that puts out one finger gets counted only once. So the Batanura explains, no. Even let's say he has to put out two fingers because he doesn't have the kayach in his hand to only put out one. He's only counted for once. The Mishnah goes on to explain that the Ein Metzian Agudal B'Migdash. We do not allow the kind to stick out his thumb. Why? Because here he can do something very dishonest. Here you can try to fool people because the thumb is so much further from the hand, So when he sees, he said 60, he's counting 54, 55, 56. He makes a quick cheshbin, and he says, I'm going to miss it by one. So what does he do? He can quickly put out his thumb, and his pointer are going to be like separate from each other as much as possible. It'll look like two people. And now, guess what? Suddenly, the number 60 ends by him, not by his friend. So, Mamela, we didn't allow you to put out your thumb at all. With the other fingers, we have no such shash, because you can't separate the other four fingers enough to make it look like it's two people, so you can try to do this trick. So, once again, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that first, whoever wanted to do Truma Sedeshin came to do it. If you had several people that wanted it, what do? So they had a race up the Kevesh. If one person won the race, he got to the top within four amos, fine. He was zecher to the mitzvah. If there was a tie, so we had a whole different system. The Mimunah said to the Kehanim that was standing around, get into a circle. He took off the hat from one of them. We're going to start counting from you. Everyone put out a finger. They're supposed to put out one finger. If he couldn't do it, because he had to put out two fingers, didn't have the kayach to only put out one, he would put out two, but we counted it as one. The Mamuna picks a number, and whoever the number ends by, that's the Hashgacha, he's the one that's going to get to do the mitzvah. They did not allow you to use your thumb, because we're scared of a kind that may get a little bit over anxious. He makes the cheshbon, says, oh yeah, I'm going to miss it by one. By putting out his thumb, he can make it look like there's two people here, and he won't miss it by one, he's going to get it, but he didn't really get it. Why is the Goyrel called a pious? Let me tell you a pshat. I once heard from one of my rebbeim. Why do we get angry in life? Why are we upset? It's not fair. He took it from me. He jumped ahead of me. My sister got it when I was supposed to get it. My brother grabbed it when I was supposed to grab it. If a yid has real amunah in the Rabbi Nishalem, then you know everything is basheret. Then the Shemaim was basheret that your sister gets what she's supposed to get. Your brother gets what he's supposed to get. You get what you're supposed to get. No one can take anything away from you. Like the Sefer HaChinuch says, how can we understand the mitzvah, or the lav rather, not to take revenge? I'm so angry at him. Look what he did to me. If you have real emunah, you understand he didn't do it to you. It was b'sher min ha-shamayim. How we meichel our friends, you begin to think, he hurt me. Can a person hurt me? Everything is hashgacha min ha-shamayim. I must have done something wrong. I have to do tshuva on it. There was a reason I had to go through a certain difficulty. That's not an excuse for us to hurt anybody. But that's how we have to think if someone hurts us, as the Chavetz Chaim explains many times in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. So let's say you come running in and you say, my brother took my candy! And I showed you with Ruach HaKodesh, Shemayim was beshed for your brother to have the candy. Oh, so it has nothing to do with my brother. So you're appeased. You're willing to be Michael, your brother, even if your brother did something wrong by taking the candy. The pious meant to appease them. To be mefayis, someone means to appease someone. Oh, it's min hashamayim, it's a girl. Whoever is supposed to get the mitzvah, he's going to get the mitzvah. That made peace amongst the kohanim.